ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, boys and girls!
Hey, welcome everyone. Adventure AI host Tyler Crump here with
Jason Conforto playing Santa Claus.
It is I, Maddie Triggs, as Krampus.
And Ross being Jolly Kindle.
We wanted to just let you know that this year we are going to be doing some reruns of the previous seasons of our Christmas season, specifically this year. We wanted to make sure that everyone got a chance, especially with these being not like our normal run one-shots. Right. We're having them actually back-to-back. We're going to go all the way back to the first Christmas, which was Naughty List Nonsense, I think is which one it was.
So we can all relive the Christmas, and it also gives us time to finish the third Christmas season that we're in the middle of recording right now.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It's just for a recap.
It's just for a recap to get you up to speed.
And
so
a
that means
in a pear tree.
That means we're probably going to release our third Christmas season after Christmas, which is
as
on
is
par.
Tradition.
Is tradition. Yes. Christmas tradition that we have.
Valentine's Day miracle.
Yeah,
that's right.
So enjoy these Christmas episodes. Ho, ho, ho!
Or else we'll put you on the naughty list.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho!
Come one, come all, everyone! Thank you for joining us on our special Christmas-themed episode of Adventure AI. We are here to play through the Naughty List Nonsense.
Nice. And hopefully it's as delicious as milk and cookies.
Oh, yes. Listen, everyone. First off, I want to say this. If you're listening to this after Christmas, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you know what? To be fair to our audience, most of this is probably coming out after Christmas.
Yes. So I want to be clear on that. Most of this will be coming out after Christmas. It's a way of us prolonging the holiday spirit for you. But we are, I just want to be clear for everyone, we are definitely recording it before
Christmas.
Christmas
time. We did that. We did that for sure.
And to all of us who don't celebrate Christmas, I'm sorry, too bad. Whatever. Yeah. We're just going to have to do it.
Happy every holiday that you celebrate.
Thank you. Yes.
But tonight on Adventure AI, we are celebrating Christmas.
We are. Tonight we are. And we're joined here today with, of course, me, Tyler, the co-host, whatever.
Yep.
Been on this podcast since the beginning, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm DM today.
Yes.
So I'll be dungeon mastering. We have, of course, our returning co-host, as always.
Yeah, Jason Conforto playing jolly old Saint Nick, Santa Claus. And I'm using a pair of dice tonight that Ross is letting me borrow that sound like jingle bells.
And he is, which you can't see because we have not committed to doing video on this podcast yet, he is dressed as Santa Claus today as well.
As Santa Claus. Included a white painted beard.
Yeah. He didn't get enough gray in it already, so he had to go the rest of the way.
I did. And blush on my face. And
full Santa. For various reasons, we're not going to get into today. And of course, we're joined by our returning guest star.
What's up?
Hey.
It's Maddie Triggs. Back again.
Playing
Krampus, Oath of Vengeance Paladin. Here to raise hell.
That's right. With your
Thunder the Wicked.
What was your weapon again that we gave you?
Oh, a candy cane whip.
A candy cane whip.
Feel the lash of Krampus's justice.
We did get some feedback from one of our listeners who's actually just here today, Ross.
Is it me? I hope it's me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm so excited you guys invited me to come back.
We did. We actually had to finish the rest of the recordings. That's why we had to invite you back for sure.
Yeah, no, you could have just scratched that one.
No, you're right.
This one's not going to make it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm really glad. I'm glad to be here again.
And Ross, you're playing today.
I am playing Jolly Kindle, the seasonal reconciliation specialist. I'm so excited to be working with Santa.
AKA
the Gorn Lord.
So it's like for you guys listening at home, you don't realize there's weeks between when we will record the character creation to when we actually play. And so
yeah.
A lot of the ridiculousness that took and, you know, skullduggery and tomfoolery that happened weeks ago is just like we're rediscovering it again. And it's I can't decide if it's funnier hearing it after. Yeah. It's like, this is what we chose. Cool.
We committed to this. Well,
we hope to take you all along this journey as we laugh and giggle, but also some of these are just kind of inside jokes for us as we're laughing. So hopefully you get it. All right, we are here as an actual play episode, and we're just going to hop right into it because those of you listeners are here. You're here to hear the fun, excitingness of the game. So I think we're going to be playing at level 12 today, which is the highest level.
The highest to date.
That we have ever played.
We've only had one character, and it was an NPC, higher than level 12. And that was when Alex the Language Lord created a character named Alex the Language Lord for us to play. He was a level 20 wizard who TPK'd the players. Other than that, this is the highest but definitely the highest players have ever gone.
Absolutely.
Level 12 for the 12 days of Christmas.
There's going to be a lot of abilities you guys know we have that we aren't going to use because I forgot.
Yeah. So don't worry about it. Just know that if we fail, it's unintentional.
And if you could do better as a player, we believe you.
We do.
100%.
We do believe you. Please just send all of your complaints to us, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Or you know what? If you live in the area, we are from Utah, come complain in person. Say it to my face.
Come for me.
And join us on the podcast. We're fine with that, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Either way, we'll put you on the naughty list.
That's right.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Because I'd be supervising it.
So here we go.
Welcome to the enchanting North Pole, where snow-kissed landscapes and twinkling lights paint a festive tapestry. As you step into this magical realm, the air hums with the promise of holiday wonders. Amidst the cozy villages of Frost Pine, Gingerbread Hollow, and Evergreen Haven, each exuding its unique charm, you receive a beckoning call. Mrs. Claus, the epitome of warmth and mirth, summons you to the heart of the North Pole, the Grand Workshop. In this wintry haven, Mrs. Claus shares a tale of mischief. The Naughty List, a sacred scroll of festive order, has been tampered with. The Unraveler, a mysterious trickster, has seized the sacred Yule crystals, casting a shadow over the holiday cheer. With a plea laden with hope and urgency, Mrs. Claus implores you to embark on a quest. Unravel the mysteries, confront misfit toys, and face the Unraveler. The fate of the North Pole's festive spirit rests on your shoulders. Will you answer the call and become the champions of holiday magic? The journey unfolds.
Thank you, Alex, for that introduction.
All right, very good.
So we are starting in the North Pole, and Mrs. Claus has brought you in, and we're starting in the point in which Mrs. Claus has brought you in, and she says, Santa!
Yes. Yes, darling.
I like how this just starts with a honey-do list. This
Santa. Is like oh, Santa, by the way.
You know, Mrs. Claus is the only one that I enjoy on the naughty list.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Oh.
Well.
Still teen rated.
Mrs. Claus. Please, spare me the details.
She brings you in to the place that Krampus, you are very familiar with, because this is the place where the naughty list is kept. And as well as the Yule crystals, for some reason. They're also in the same space. The Yule crystals. Santa, the Yule crystals are missing.
Hey, Krampus, weren't you supposed to be watching over the naughty list for us?
It was my PTO.
I submitted a request weeks ago.
I think we all know there's a reason Santa needs to check that list twice.
Okay, that's a little harsh. I am crapping bricks over here, okay? I get the severity of the situation.
You look at the naughty list, and as you look at it, you see that what is happening is the names on the naughty list are, like, fluctuating and changing. And people who you know for a fact, Krampus, have been on the good list have been switching places with people who are on the naughty, and some who are naughty are going to good, and some who are good are going to naughty, and it doesn't seem to be consistent, and you're not really sure what's going on.
I will say, whoever did this is going to pay. That's all.
Well, that's reassuring.
Can it, Gorlord?
The Mrs. Claus says, what are we going to do?
Time to dole out some justice, if you ask me. I'll go get my boots.
All right. Well, we've got to get to the bottom of this mystery, and I think we have to track down this mysterious creature whose name I have forgotten.
The Unraveler.
The Unraveler.
Yes. Which you actually, as you speak the name, you
Unraveler.
Look at the door that you all came into, because you came in a door to come into this room. Mm-hmm. A personage appears. This person has this spectral form that shimmers with various colors of the red and the green of the holiday season. This, you know, kind of ever-changing appearance that they have.
I suspect this might be the Unraveler.
The creature looks at you, and actually, Gordlord, you recognize this being, this spectral being, as the Yuletide. This is spiritual creature that helped convert you to...
My patron?
Your patron has appeared to you.
Oh, I'm so honored. Wow, the Yuletide Muse, what are you doing?
Do you know this creature?
Well, this is the spirit that taught me the importance of Christmas. This is why I'm here. This is why I gave up my old ways. Mm-hmm.
And the Yuletide comes in with the arms kind of spread out, and you hear just faint caroling in the background of its presence. And the Yuletide begins to speak in almost a singing voice. I'm not going to do a singing voice.
Oh, I can do a singing voice. Let's hear a singing voice. It's the holiday show. I've been sick.
And the Yuletide says... Gorlord.
I love it.
Gorlord.
Yes.
I've come to you with information about the Unraveler.
That's convenient. That's really convenient.
It's so convenient for like a one shot.
That's really great. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Oh, but have you, real quick, have you met my employer, Santa?
Oh, I am very familiar with Mr. Claus.
And this is my coworker, Crankus.
Uh-huh.
The Yuletide pauses as a moment as Yuletide observes Krampus. Krampus? Krampus? What are you going by?
It's Krampus. Krampus.
Oh, yes, Krampus.
She messed up the naughty list.
I did no such thing.
He says, fear not. I am aware that the Unraveler was able to infiltrate this space and take the Yule crystals that disrupt the naughty list and its consistency.
It really seems like, as the supervisor, she should have been watching it more closely, huh?
Oh, I believe.
It was my day off.
The Unraveler is very tricky. I was only able to learn of this recently. But I think that there are a few things we must do to help find out where the Unraveler has kept these Yule crystals in order to stop him. I understand that this is actually very, very dire. And if we're unable to stop the Yuletide, it may end Christmas forever.
No!
No!
The stakes have never been higher.
I just found Christmas.
Well, you might just lose it if you fail. The Yuletide then turns to Mrs. Claus and says, Mrs. Claus, please... excuse us as I help them find their way. And Mrs. Claus says, of course, I will go make some cookies for your return.
Mrs. Claus is really living in the 21st century.
She makes the most amazing cookies.
Better than mine.
All right. So as you get the Yuletide then says to you, I'm not quite sure where the Unraveler has gone currently, but I will continue to find out. As I do so, I have heard there is a disturbance coming from Gingerbread Hollow, and you must go there immediately to help the townsfolk there. Otherwise, it may be It's just an absolute disaster.
Gingerbread Hollow. Now, I remember they have a specific tradition at Gingerbread Hollow, and yet it's been a few weeks since I've heard of that tradition. Remind me again, Great Yuletide, what is the holiday tradition among Gingerbread Hollow?
In Gingerbread Hollow, they have the Sweet Embrace Night, in which they have holiday cheer, and they create many gingerbread cookies and different gingerbread snacks that they share.
Sounds pretty on brand. Yeah. All right.
What kind of disturbances are they having? As the seasonal reconciliation specialist, this sounds right up my alley.
Yes, I'm not really quite sure. I just can feel it in my holiday spirit.
So you feel a disturbance in your spirit. You don't know what the disturbance is. You know that it is at Gingerbread Hollow, but you don't know if the Unraveler is there.
I know the Unraveler is at least at fault, at the naughty list being disrupted is what's causing this disruption in Gingerbread Hollow.
Well, my good companions, let's go to Gingerbread Hollow, see what is amiss, and put the naughty on the naughty list and the nice on the nice list.
Let's rock and roll.
That sounds like the right order of things.
All right, I book it off down the road.
All right.
As you start running, I will stride my favorite of the reindeer, Starlight.
Oh, we're just running there then? I kind of thought this would be a chance to ride the sleigh, but
I'm going by reindeer. Would you like me to harness the sleigh to my one reindeer?
Well, I mean, you have like seven more, don't you? Whatever you say, Santa, I mean, you know best.
In canon, I have access to Starlight, a giant white reindeer. But I think I can attach a sleigh for three. Would that be possible?
Absolutely,
yeah, we can do that. Just sit in a line.
Yeah, toboggan.
That's all it. Right. It's canon now. Do you have a toboggan?
A toboggan pulled by Starlight, the reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get right behind Santa and just hold on.
What is the order? Krampus, are you in front?
What's the toboggan order?
Yeah, I'll be in front with the whip because I'm also the smallest, so I can't drive from the back.
What are you again?
I'm a halfling.
A halfling.
That's some ridiculous character.
All right, I'll be in the middle.
So exciting. Dips on middle.
I call bump.
All right, here we go.
Big hug.
On Starlight.
This animal's going to leave you.
This is the best.
All right, here we go.
Like a dream
come
true.
Here comes Santa Claus! Ho, 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 ho.
So you get on the toboggan and you start. You take the three-person toboggan, and as you're riding the toboggan through, you come up to. Yes. You come up to the village. Hold on, here we go. We're going to have Alex give us a quick intro.
As you venture through the snowy landscape, the air becomes infused with the tantalizing aroma of freshly baked gingerbread. In the distance, a quaint village materializes, its buildings crafted entirely from delectable gingerbread and adorned with colorful icing. Welcome to Gingerbread Hollow, a confectionery wonderland where every house is a sugary masterpiece, and the air is filled with the enchanting scent of sweet delights. The cobblestone streets, paved with crushed candy canes, crunch beneath your feet as you explore this whimsical town. Gingerbread houses, each with unique designs and candy embellishments, line the streets, creating a vibrant tapestry of sweets. Licorice lampposts cast a warm glow, and gumdrop flowers bloom in candy cane gardens. The residents, gingerbread people with icing smiles, busy themselves with holiday cheer. In the center of the town square stands a towering gumdrop tree, its branches adorned with shimmering ornaments made of spun sugar. The joyful laughter of gingerbread children playing in the snow fills the air, and a festive melody drifts from a candy-striped gazebo where a group of caroling gingerbread carolers serenades the townsfolk.
All right.
All right. My companions, I have a bit of confession to make. I have what Mrs. Claus calls a very, very sweet tooth. And when I get around Gingerbread Hollow, sometimes my waistline grows a little bit, if you know what I mean. And I think I might need your help restraining my appetite here.
By my oath, I will make sure you have some self-control.
Okay. But I'll be even better at helping you, Santa. I'm a really good helper.
Excellent. Ugh.
As you guys say that, I'll go ahead and just grab... Just
one of the people?
No, just right into the ground.
All right, I whip your hand. I whip your hand.
It's all so good.
You look so happy eating that, Santa. Maybe you should have some. Oh, wait, no.
I'll have a little bit more.
No.
What you notice is that nothing seems wrong yet.
How could it seem wrong when everything tastes so right?
I don't know. I just know every fairy tale I've ever heard where there's a gingerbread area and people start eating it is where things go sideways.
I understand your point, but this is so good.
All right, no, I'm full on taking out my candy cane whip and I'm whipping his hands.
Perhaps we should start looking at that very large gingerbread house.
I don't really feel comfortable around the gingerbread. These spices feel a little. They bring up some weird feelings in me. Like I want to. Like
it reminds you too much of a pumpkin spice latte.
Maybe I don't know. I want to
pull it together. We have work to do.
Yeah, you're right. There's no. I have no creepy urges going on here.
My feet are so sticky because halflings don't wear shoes. Oh, yeah. I'm upset.
You're bothered.
It's like when you get your socks wet when they're like
going
in your shoe.
From snow to crushed candy canes and back to snow again can create a little sticky.
Yeah, can I use this as a power later to walk up buildings?
yeah, spider climb.
Spider climb from frosted feet.
Perhaps I could lick those feet a little bit
clean. Santa, please.
I don't think Mrs. Claus will appreciate that.
Nor would I. Now let's go.
You would be surprised. Mrs. Claus appreciates.
Again, spare me the details, Santa.
Again, the details, please. Avoid them.
Spare me. All right, let's head out. Let's head up to. Let's find a disturbance.
All right. Have so, what are you going to go check out?
How about
stay away from the gingerbread.
Perhaps we could call people to us. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Come, one and all! Santa has a message for you! Come! I would like to see all of my wonderful gingerbread friends out in the town square. Bring your cookies, bring your cream, bring everything delicious for me to see.
Santa, you just asked us to help you, and you have... You have made no effort whatsoever.
Instead of milk, we can go half and half or full cream.
Krampus helps those who help themselves. Okay?
You notice, because you've been here before, right? You've been here multiple times. It's not too far away from the North Pole. You're friends with some of these folks. The people who normally were nice to you are ignoring you. And they're snubbing you off. And some of them are giving you, like,
shut up, Santa Claus. We don't want any of your cheer here.
That is not the way back onto the nice list, my friends. I assume the nice list is where you want to be warm and cozy with all the niceies.
Okay, can I do, like, a...
Well, Santa, what's your AC?
My AC is 19.
What? What?
Santa wears scale mail.
Santa's just tricked out what's in your, armor.
What's your dexterity?
147. No, it is like my dexterity is 14. I have a +2 modifier on.
Okay, great.
Okay, and how close are you to me? Because you can add my charisma.
Would you
close enough to lick your feet?
Oh God! Well, I run away. Would so you no roll, longer get would, my buff?
Would you roll just a dex check real quick?
Mm-hmm. A 13 plus 2, a 15 for Santa
Claus. +2.
As 17. You're standing there,
and another +2 because my paladin friend.
Oh, great. You quickly dodge someone throwing a ball of frosting at your face.
Mm, oh. Or do I dodge?
You quickly, well, I don't know. Do you dodge?
I would like to try to catch the ball of frosting in my mouth.
Okay, great. So a ball of frosting is coming at your face. That's what we're saying.
I will direct it into my gut.
All right, let's roll again for the catch.
Okay. Roll to catch. Ooh, a 19 plus 2, a 21 plus another 2, a 24.
Which absolutely.
Like a delicious
absolutely.
Treat. Absolutely. Oh, my gingerbread friends, this is how you get back on the nice list. Very good.
I want to try and smack it out of the away as he's out trying
of his,
to catch it.
Out of his mouth?
Well, no. Like, this is, well, okay, maybe he already ate it.
Yeah, he's, I mean, if you want, we can, no, we're not going to rake on them, but yes, it's actually bigger than your mouth, a little bit bigger than your mouth.
I saw my beard.
So it got all up in your beard. And a little bit up in your nose, just right up in there.
Smell the goodness. Oh, sweet, sweet. Cream.
All right.
I love it. Let me rub it on.
Santa, no. I want to stop him.
Mrs. Claus is going to enjoy this.
This is so. I can I just call out, like, I'm really glad we're not doing video. This is getting disturbing. Seeing this in person is like, this is very much getting acted out.
So here we go. So as you're chilling out and eating the frosting, okay, here we go.
Waddling towards you on licorice stick legs, their plump gingerbread bodies are adorned with peppermint beaks and licorice scarf accessories. The sound of cheerful chirps and the occasional honk fills the air as they move with comical grace. Watch out for their surprise sliding attacks as they navigate the icy terrain with unexpected agility. These peppermint penguins may be sweet, but their peppermint beaks can deliver a surprisingly frosty nip. Prepare for a delightful yet frosty encounter, adventurers.
Okay, I didn't quite read through that all the way, but Alex has given some hints to these little licorice stick legs peppermint penguins have now come out from behind the tree, and there are four of them.
Are they about to witness the punishment of the festive adventure over here? What's
peppermint penguins, looks like the snowball fight just got a little frostier. Let's dance on the ice, my candy-coated friends, and see who twirls away with a sweet victory.
Guys, I have never seen Santa so intense. Jason is like as intense as it's ever gotten on this podcast.
This is amazing. For once, I am speechless.
This is Jason's element here. Santa.
As Santa Claus.
Santa.
All right. Roll for initiative.
Oh, let's rock. Yes. 19.
Okay.
21.
Oh, dang.
I got an 11. Not quite as good as my companions.
All right. So it's going to go Ross, Maddie, Penguins, and then Santa Claus. Or Jason. No, it's going to go... I did names. I should do characters. It's going to go...
Jolly Kindle.
Krampus. Peppermint Penguins. And then Santa Claus. Okay, let me make a note here. Maddie, what do you want to do?
All right, I'm just going to smite.
They definitely were the ones who threw the frost. I'm sorry, you were going first.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, it's raw. I was like, you're first, but we're going to go ladies first.
Can we please not have Crustaceous go first? But I do want to give her the best chance of actually hitting something that she can, so I'm going to start with Fairy Fire.
Okay.
And just cast it on them. They have to make a dex save.
Got it. All four of them. I'm just going to. Okay. Okay. What's the DC?
I'm sure it's a good one. It's 14.
Okay. One of them failed and the other three are fine.
But all of them are naughty.
Well, one of them should be really easy to hit.
All right.
For Santa.
Is that your turn?
At least. Let's see. That's an action. So.
You can still move.
I'll take a step. Behind Santa and Krampus.
Okay. Krampus?
All right. I'm going to just... I'm just going to start smiting who's closest to me.
The one that was fairy fired is close enough to you if you want to.
All right, I'm gonna smite it. And I'm gonna say, as I'm smiting it, unleashing the holiday wrath upon the wicked.
You didn't have a catchphrase there, Gore Lord. Well, you better get one ready for the next one.
I am.
All right, does 16 hit?
Yes.
Okay. 8 damage. Wait, no, double that because it's a smite, right? I don't know how to be a paladin not in Baldur's Gate 3.
Welcome to the North Pole, Kravis.
It's fine. We're good. Go ahead and continue.
So yes, I'll be 16 damage.
Got it.
All right, and then I've got my extra attack, and I'm just going to smite it again. And that will do 18.
Same one.
Yeah, same one.
Okay. Penguin's turn. All right, penguin number one makes this with an endearing yet formidable honk.
Honk, honk.
Aww.
You know how penguins are always honking.
Honk, honk. Honking penguins. These honk penguins honk. They're like little gingerbread penguins, but he honks
it's
at you.
Very cute.
You get this chilling blast of peppermint-infused breath that just covers across the battlefield.
Feels so refreshed.
It hits all three of you.
Doesn't sound dangerous at all.
It sounds tasty.
Lovely.
You need to make a fortitude check.
Fortitude?
Or save.
Constitution?
Oh my gosh.
Are we playing Pathfinder?
Fortitude check. A con save. Fortitude save. That's what it is.
16?
A 10.
8? Oh, but everybody gets plus 2.
Did you say 8?
Oh, a 12.
Why do we get plus 2?
Because I've got an aura of protection around me.
You can feel the aura around Krampus.
So you get
it's kind of a naughty feeling.
What did you? Okay, Santa's, wait. Let's go around. What did you?
Santa's really into the naughty.
He's
list.
He's into the naughty list. If you check actually twice, you'll see he's on there. Yeah. Gordlord, what'd you get?
So well, okay. So I have 10.
10 plus 2 or 10
well,
total.
If I get the plus
with
2.
The bonus.
But
okay.
If that's a fail, I have a little jingle bell. Amulet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fail. Pact.
Yeah. Okay. So I can get a plus D4.
Okay. 1D4 plus for your jingle bells.
So 12.
Okay. What did you get?
Helpful. 18.
18.
I also got a 12.
Yeah. Okay. So both
it looks like two
Santa
fails.
Claus and Gord Lord failed.
Santa Claus doesn't actually fail.
Yes, well,
Santa
not
just
quite.
Enjoys the peppermint a little more.
Santa, control yourself. The second we got here, you asked us to help you, and I'm getting overwhelmed.
Help you, help me, help me.
All right, so both of you are dazed for one round.
Dazed.
Mm-hmm. And you're just overwhelmed with the smell of the overwhelming smell of peppermint and Christmas has just taken over your senses.
That seems about right. I will bask in the smells of sweet Christmas.
It's so minty. I just so happy I get to enjoy this with you, Santa.
Thank you, my penguin friends.
Now, the other one that's engaged in combat with you is going to...
You who?
I'm sorry, with you, Krampus, is what I was going to say. they are the peppermint beak is going to reach out and try to snatch to snap at you. Nat 20, okay.
Okay, that's fine. This
that's
is fine.
What happens when Krampus gets hit.
10 damage, piercing.
That's fine. I eat 10 damage for breakfast. Let's go.
And then you also have to make a con saving throw.
That's also fine.
eat con saving throws
that's
for
what
breakfast.
That's what. Yes.
It's less fine. I got a 4.
Oh man!
Bless Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you guys are level 12. I'm trying to make
know,
level 12 encounters right here. It's not going really great so far.
Well,
so
I'm just not used to playing
I'm
anything
also,
above 5.
And I'm just bad at this game.
So you are also, you are actually, you're not dazed, you're now charmed by the
I'm immune to being charmed.
By, oh, you're immune. Yep. Oh, fantastic. Well, you would have
so
been.
So take that. What's up?
You would have been charmed. You get this invigorating scent that comes off of the bite from the beak that smells
so delicious.
And I raise my eyebrow. I'm like, was that supposed to do something here? Ooh. Was that supposed to do something?
Yes.
Because not today. I'm Krampus, and Krampus guides my hand, style. And justice follows. Boy, the boy I added from this list of catchphrases. Krampus condemns, and my whip executes.
Fantastic. Boy. Now, the other two penguins, the other two peppermint penguins. They both lift their arms up and start flapping them, and as they do so,
but they're not flying.
Get wrecked.
Got him. This burst of frosty, swirling, pepperminty snow starts to circle around them, and then as they start running towards you, they jump onto their bellies and they slide across. They slide across the battlefield. Right, one goes right past you, Gord Lord, and the other one right past Santa Claus.
This would be cute if it wasn't, if I wasn't so ticked off right now.
And as they do so, they leave this zone, this like space of ice that just creates this line of icy terrain, which now is difficult terrain, and any movement that you make on it will require you to make a saving throw in order to not slip and fall. So because they rode past both of you, Santa, both you and Gord Lord are now, ice has now sheeted its way. You got this whole sheet of ice under your feet across the battlefield, and they are now, they just slid right past you and then just kept going.
And we're on their slick path.
Mm-hmm. Covers the distance, probably about, it's like a 30-foot line that goes from where they were past you and a little bit beyond.
30-foot line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Santa Claus.
I am in a daze.
You are.
Oh!
Guard Lord.
Is he just, that's just.
You are also in a daze.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I'm just so overwhelmed by this peppermint feeling. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply can't get enough.
Looks like it's up to me for y'all to witness the dance of my whips choreographed by Krampus herself. Are these? They're awesome.
Are you getting these from Alex?
Yes, Alex is hooking me up with some absolute nonsense over here. And with every smite, I bring forth the echoes of Krampus's vengeance here.
Let's do it. Bring all forth right. That vengeance.
Here it comes. All right. So I'm just going to, the one I'm engaged with, I'm just going to a smite. And that's going to be a 14. Does that hit?
14. Let me check here. Sorry. Yes. 14's a hit.
So that does 9 damage.
Got it.
And then I'm going to smite him again. That's a 10. Does that hit?
10 does not.
All right. It's fine. I didn't even... It's fine. Then I'm going to... but is it fairy fired?
Oh, yes, the one.
So then I can roll out. Okay.
Excuse me.
That's fine. I got a 9. So it was still 10. So...
Still no.
Fear me!
You're attacking with your whip?
Fear me! Yes.
As your whip snaps around nearby and like snips off maybe a little bit of frosting of the little peppermint penguin, he kind of like giggle chirps at you as he waddles back and forth, easily dodging your weak attacks.
I'm coming for you. Fear me!
All right, now it's the peppermint penguins again. All right, the peppermint penguins, now that the sheet of ice is already present near both Santa Claus and the Gord Lord, those...
We get TPK'd at the first village, right?
Actually, let's let...
Just smelling the peppermint
Let's let the other one that's attacking you, they're going to go. So they're actually going to also flap their wings and activate their ice sheet around them. And then for you, Again, difficult terrain where you are currently.
Okay.
And they're going to slide away from you so you can have an opportunity attack if you'd like. All
right. That's a nat one, so.
Oh, cool.
Wait, but I'm a halfling. Yeah!
Reroll!
That was a one again!
Oh, no!
Reroll! That was a two! What are with these dice?
Are those the ones we gave you as a Christmas present?
No, they're
of course not, because the ones we gave you are awesome.
Way better,
they're actually I was worried they were
I was worried they were all gonna be like D24s, and so I was like, I don't know if I wanna
All right, we'll swap those out. Anyway, did not go very well for you. The other penguin, since there's four.
How many four penguins?
There's four penguins. There's four penguins.
There's four penguins left?
Yeah, there has started with four. Still four.
Still four. We're killing it, guys. Christmas is going to be okay. Mm.
The other penguin the other penguin that is going to attack you anyways, they're Krampus, but they're going to use their minty frost avalanche move that they're doing here, and they're going to slide using their ice to slide on their ice and then connect with the ice of the other one that slid away from you. Just like this huge, nice ice line. And as they're coming by, they're going to attack you as they're swooping by.
Okay, cool.
What's your AC again?
16.
Oh, that's a miss. Okay.
Ooh, take that. You think you slick?
Yeah, they think they're slick. And then the other two, the one's going to slide past the Gourd Lord and the other one past Santa Claus, and they're going to try to trip you.
Do I get a reaction now that I'm no longer dazed?
As they're sliding by?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll let you have one.
Excellent.
So let's do you don't have any reactions, do you, Ross?
No.
Or Gourd Lord?
Well, other than, excuse me, I don't identify by that name anymore.
I
just have Jolly Kindle. I have my usual reaction of hitting anything that walks past me.
Oh yeah, no, okay.
Attack of opportunity.
Yeah. They're sliding by, so we can give you an attack as they go. But let's let them. They'll do their trip attack first, and then you'll do your reaction to it. Yeah.
Okay.
What do we do? Contested strength.
For what?
For tripping.
Oh, they're going to trip us.
Yes, they're trying to trip you. They're sliding by, and they're putting their little wings out, and they're going to go, whoop.
Oh.
Would then be like a
so
dex
we
save?
Need to make a dexterity save.
Let's do dex.
Okay. Dex saves. And we get +2 from our friend.
For saving throw, yeah.
That's a solid 22.
That's what's up.
What did you get, Santa?
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
But with the +2 in my hand and the +2 from my friend, I got a total of 7.
Santa's down!
Santa is down!
So the one,
Santa, no!
The one penguin, as it slides past and the little icy slip just sweeps right under your feet, right behind you, takes you right out from your ankles, and you fall straight on your back in your full plate. And then, was it scale mail, right?
It's scale mail.
It's scale mail, not full plate. And then
I've got a ample backside.
Ample backside.
To help with catching me.
Really
as
fills
I fall
out that armor.
Oh, I think mountain dwarves may not be able to be tripped.
I didn't know I forgot you were a mountain dwarf.
I am a mountain dwarf.
All right, you look that up.
I'll
and
look
then
that up.
I don't remember that coming up anywhere.
That seems a little sketch. And then for you, Joy Kindle, the bird tries to trip you, and then its wing just kind of gets batted away. So you can take
it does.
Let's have you take an action if you want to, as an attack of opportunities are swooping.
Okay, down. Yeah, I'll just use my light hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Santa carries a hammer?
War hammer.
A war hammer. Yeah, that's why I carry a light
a
hammer.
A light
it's
hammer.
Like, it's kind of like we're best friends, I think.
This imitation is the greatest form of flattery, right?
Okay, 15.
You're good there.
All right. Well, my light hammer, I mean, it's not as powerful as Santa's, but it's going to do 5 damage.
Okay.
Very good. And turns out, hill dwarves can be tricked.
Oh, yeah. Turns out we can. Okay.
That very convenient ability that you just came up with didn't really work out.
That is why I'm on the ground.
On that very ample bottom of yours.
Yes, yes.
Your apple, ample bottom jeans.
Is do what I still saying. Get an attack of opportunity on the ground or no?
No, prone, I'm not going right? to give it to you.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm not going to give you an attack of opportunity. Just you and your ample bottom jeans, mm-hmm. just straight on the ice. All right, back round. Joy Kindle.
Okay. Oh, wait a second. I do have a turn, though.
Oh, wait, you do. That's right. It was Penguins. Now it's your turn. You're right. I forgot. Go, continue.
Because I would like to cast a spell.
From your butt.
From my butt. Oh, gosh. I do not need to be standing to cast a spell.
It's true. You don't.
From the ground.
From the ground. His butt. From his butt.
Yeah, no, it's not a fart spell.
I appreciate the clarification. Yeah.
As I am laying on the ground.
Would you pull that spell out of your
Yeah. Matter of fact, I did.
That's a whole new meaning to verbal component.
I think it counts as a somatic component.
Thanks for that clarification.
What a bunch of freaking nerds we are. Oh, my kids are going to listen to this. They'll be like, what are they talking about? That's all right. Okay, go ahead.
All right, from the ground, I cast the spell. Spirit guardians of the winter realm, arise. Twinkling snow fairies, toy soldier protectors, and sugar plum visions create a swirling aura, festive defense. Let the magic of the season
and your turn's over.
No. From the harm and spread joy to those in our midst.
It's like each round of combat is 6 seconds.
I was like, we only have 6 seconds here. We
gotta... But that does sound cool as hell.
This is how I cast Spirit Guardians.
Okay, well, hopefully we don't have to do it multiple times today.
It's concentration, and so as I lie on the ground, Spirit Guardians will do its thing, so...
All
everybody
right.
who comes, oh, I get to pick some people not affected by the toy soldiers and visions of sugar plums and the toy or in the snow fairies.
I'm sorry, wait, what are you casting again?
Yeah, Spirit Guardians.
Spirit Guard. Oh, yeah, that's the one that gives you the aura around you, and if anything enters or leaves, it takes damage.
Now I have floating toy soldiers and.
Is it, do you
snow
choose
fairies.
Between radiant damage and.
Necrotic.
Necrotic?
Well,
it sounds like toy soldier damage.
Yeah, it's radiant damage.
All right.
Yeah, because I am on the nice list. Mm-hmm. If I was on the naughty list, perhaps it would be necrotic damage.
I don't know. The naughty list is kind of messed up right now, so anything can happen at any point.
Well, I am intending to do radiant damage, but if necrotic damage happens because of the mix-up on the naughty list, I'll let you decide.
Not today.
Should
not
we
yet.
Roll to see if...
No.
Okay. So it is... So everybody who comes in to a 15-foot... 15 feet from me
from
will,
this point on,
will
right.
suffer
with the exception
the effects
allies?
Of anybody I pick. I pick Starlight and Starlight and Starlight and Krampus and Starlight and Jolly Kindle and all the gingerbread friends.
Oh, so nice of you.
But not the peppermint penguins.
Okay.
They are not on the nice
not
list.
Not on the nice list.
Which peppermint penguins?
All the four.
All of them. All
the
four.
Ones attacking us, maybe?
All peppermint penguins.
So that peppermint penguin?
Yes.
And that peppermint penguin? And that peppermint penguin?
And the last one. Okay, yes. Okay. Yes. Those four specifically.
This has been the longest just, 6 seconds of my life.
You're just very thorough, Santa. And it just seemed like you glossed this over is, that last part.
This is what happens when Santa takes a turn.
That's right. That's right. And it's over.
It's over. How the heck do you get to every house in one night, Santa?
Wait,
if he could do this in 6 seconds, just think what he
imagine
could do.
Imagine what I could do that's with fair. A full night.
That's true. Fair. It's that's actually fair. A time warp that's happening. So, Santa, are you...
Just ask Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
What I can do in 6 seconds. Perhaps we need to edit that out.
It's staying in. We're talking about bacon cookies.
We are talking about baking cookies.
I love cookies.
Oh, there was another joke that was coming. I'm just going to keep that one back. All right.
It's like our bluest episode is the Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Are you staying sitting down?
I am going to stay on my backside.
Okay, great.
And enjoy the visions of sugar plums and toy soldiers.
All right. Joy Kindle.
Snow fairies as it's they do turn. Their thing to the penguins in the 15-foot radius around me.
Got it. Okay, Joy
Kindle. We could leave the 15-foot radius.
You can.
Yeah, okay. You are able to go in and out of the radius without any negative side effects.
But you shouldn't,
negative
because
side
the
effects.
Radius is protecting you.
Yes, it is correct. It can protect you.
Okay. Well, that changes everything.
In that case, Jolly Kindle.
Jolly.
He's going to show you guys something that you've never seen a warlock do before.
Mm.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Show us, ready. Good boy.
And he stands up. Dramatically in his nice.
Wait, so he prepped this in combat where like there's chaos. I was like, hey guys, you guys,
check this out.
Okay, you ready?
Eldritch Blast!
All right. And,
what would a Christmas Eldritch Blast be called? Oh.
I think that's something we should look up.
I think we should look up.
Should we just ask Alex?
Let's ask Alex.
What a Christmas Eldritch Blast should be called.
Let's see what Alex says for a Christmas Eldritch Blast. Let's see here.
Yeah, so this really will be something you've never seen a warlock do before.
Yes, indeed.
We can have Alex read it, or I can just give it to you and then you can read it.
No, let's have Alex read it. We haven't heard from Alex much tonight.
All right. All right.
He's got such a nice voice.
All right, here we go. Alex, the holiday-themed Eldritch Blast.
As you conjure your Eldritch Blast, it manifests as a radiant orb adorned with twinkling lights. When unleashed, it streaks like a shooting star, leaving behind a trail of sparkling snowflakes and the sound of jingling bells. On impact, it bursts with the warmth of a Yuletide fireplace, carrying the essence of freshly baked gingerbread. Your festive Eldritch Blast is a magical celebration on the battlefield, embodying the joy and enchantment of the holiday season.
I thought he was going to come up with a new name.
Here, I got some. I'm putting in Discord.
Well, why don't you just read them?
Okay, we've got the Eldritch Frost Bolt, Twisted Tinsel Beam.
Twisted Tinsel Beam.
The like Crimson Carol Burst, Noel's Shadow Surge, Frostbite Flare, which... The Yuletide Abyss Bolt. Cursed Candy Cane Ray. Evergreen Eruption. Gloomsday Garland Blast. And Wicked Winter Wreath.
Here's a couple that Alex suggested for me. Eldritch Yule Strike.
Right, that's the one we're going with.
I mean, it's not as cool as Tinsel Tangle.
It's not as cool as Twisted Tinsel Beam, but
Twisted Tinsel Beam. But like, I just picture Twisted Tinsel Beam is going to be like,
that's exactly what.
And like, you all are watching me with my hand motions. I realize. Now,
I don't know what that was, Ross. That was like a great like kazoo sound going on there. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I was kind of lucky. Yeah, I don't know if I can recreate it, but we're gonna try. So it's going to be Eldritch Yule Strike.
There you go.
So like Tinsel's coming out with it. And as these penguins get hit, they smell like gingerbread.
Fantastic. Ooh. Well, they already do. Because they're gingerbread.
Mm. Smells like a Bath and Body Works out here. I've got a headache.
It's so delicious. Let me take a little gander at those feet again of yours.
Okay, maybe I should roll to hit. We have, I mean, like, they're all above 20.
Excuse me.
They're all 20 or above. Is that a hit?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the one that was the one that slid past you, right?
Yeah, and we'll sure. I'll direct all three to it because I know that's how Santa likes.
Or you
to
can
do
you can attack a different one.
I've played Dungeons and Dragons with Santa in the past, and he like gets really upset if you like split your attacks.
Yeah, okay.
So,
all right.
Is there one that's already damaged? I should probably
just
go for
the
one
that Krampus has been slashing and whipping.
I hit one for 5 points.
Oh yes, you did that one. You're right. I did see that here. That's the one you want is the 5.1?
Yeah, let's do...
I think that's the one that was sliding past you.
Is that okay, Sam?
Yeah. You're doing great, Jolly Kindle. You're doing better than some of my allies.
You have done the second most damage than anyone else.
You're not doing as good as some of my allies tonight.
I've done some smites. Yeah, I got some smites up in here.
I think that's usually par for the course, Santa. I don't know if you've noticed, but I have.
I notice everything. In fact, I see you when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake. I know if you've been bad or good. So smite, for goodness sake. I mean, Eldritch Tinkle.
I'm trying to do math, guys. Just a second.
Math.
Yeah, to see how much I hit.
Oh, yes.
Quick, say something while I'm doing math.
Something.
Good job. No,
are you really trying to do 8 plus 6?
No, I'm distracted. I have 14. I have three dice.
Listen, it's Ross's first time on a podcast doing math.
Stage fright.
3 plus 5 plus 8.
I can't perform when people are listening to me.
Not even for 6 seconds.
I do 26 damage, and I hang my head in shame.
26!
Oh, 26
does
damage?
Does a penguin explode?
No.
Or does it just smell really gingery?
No, it just gets very gingery and a little bit of like frosting kind of like splashes secreting off of it. And his little decorative scarf that he has is now a little bit burnt off.
Watching you in combat is like watching you bake. Just the aromas of goodness coming into my face. I love it, Jolly Kindle.
All right, Krampus.
All right. Santa.
It was weird.
You know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, smite?
Something delicious.
I got a 10. That's no, right?
To hit? Yeah, no.
All right. But also, is he still fairy fired? How long does
still
that last?
Still fairy fired, yeah.
All right, that's 11.
Is that the last one or this new one?
I had advantage, so does 11 hit?
Oh, yeah, no, 11 doesn't hit.
Oh, okay. No, well, now I'm going to smite again. Okay. Does 19 hit?
There we go.
Okay.
How long does fairy fire last?
That's 3 years, if you're a good boy.
Yeah, look that up there, Ross.
Let's say a minute.
And that's going to be 18 damage?
Oh, yeah, with that DM, so it's fine. 18 damage.
To the same one who just had 26?
Yep.
As you smite, the gingerbread splits in half, and the penguin's beak just rips right off, and the poor little thing crumbles apart.
Naughty's fate sealed by Krampus's hate.
As your whip just slices down the middle of it, and as you do so, the rest of the village of gingerbread folk, they start running in every direction because you just split that gingerbread penguin in half.
Cheering for us, right?
Go! No, tell people what happened here today!
They are in utter fear. Utter fear.
Tell your people what happened here today when they crossed Krampus's might.
And you hear
the Yuletide perch.
I'm starting to think this isn't good for Santa's PR.
I am not about PR. I'm the naughty list supervisor up in here. And I be.
You hear a.
Yeah?
Hold on.
Yeah, as you're looking that up, you hear this crashing sound that takes place just on the other side of the large Christmas tree that you saw in the middle. But that's it. You only hear nothing else.
Does it sound like a smoke monster?
No. No, it does not.
That's what I pictured right away.
Does eating the dead penguin thing give us any healing?
It's now the penguin's turn.
Oh, wait, there's only one dead. I thought they all ran away.
No, okay. There's only one dead. They're still here.
Okay, good. Good.
The other penguin that slid past you is now going to try to attack you again, Krampus.
I hope they do.
Let's see. What was your AC again?
It was 16.
Oh, yes. That's a bite. Consistency. 10 damage.
Wait.
And you are immune to charm, so it doesn't make it. So there we go.
But it did come into the Spirit Guardians.
Oh, yes, it did come into the Spirit Guardian space. So that's
right. So it would take 3d8 plus 4.
Oh, jeez.
Damage. Who's having a Merry Christmas now? Oh, not a plus 4. Just 3d8. Oh, I was, 10 was the total. 10 points of damage.
3d8, we only get 10 damage?
I rolled on the computer.
That'll teach you. Yes. All right. And then the other two will slide by again, but this time they're going to make an attempt to bite you.
Not until they get the wrath of another 3d8.
Yes. We'll do roll 3d8 again, but then I'll get it for both of them. Let's see. Is a 17 a hit for you, Santa Claus?
No.
And then for you, Joy Kindle.
No.
I just nat 20'd Joy Kindle here, so could you do a con save?
Certainly.
Con you save?
Oh, I'm like
8 damage.
Worse than these. 8 damage.
Yeah, and then a con save.
My con save is 12.
That's not enough.
That probably is.
So you are now.
You know what? So let me use my.
Oh, yes, use your
little bell. I'm sure a 14 will save me.
No, also not.
Boy, I really shouldn't be using this amulet ability.
But was it a saving throw?
Yeah, it was.
Plus an extra 2.
Oh yeah, then you did.
16.
You did. We made it. That was a save.
That's why you bring your Krampus along.
That's why we have a paladin in the group.
Oh, that's right.
That's what's up. I bring the smites and the sticky feet, I suppose. Right.
It's really awesome that you can help out so much by just standing there.
And yeah.
I don't know why Jolly Kindle wants to throw so much shade today. I thought we had a better relationship than this.
You are the naughty list supervisor, and well, we are here because the naughty list was unsupervised.
Wait a second. I didn't put that together yet. Jolly Kindle, you make a great point.
Now hold on.
You're very fat. You're very smart, Santa.
Did you
you're
say I'm very fat?
Fast.
No, I heard. I heard out of your lips. You are very fat, Santa.
I would never say that, Santa. You're very pleasant.
Are you saying there's something wrong with being fat?
Not at all. I have
one. Thank you, Griffiths.
I wasn't. I think you look great, Santa. Santa, you look great. I'd love to
thank you, hug you. I will take a hug from you.
And are you hugging in the middle of combat right
yes,
now?
Yes, we are hugging in combat.
Where do you hug?
Nobody
hugs. I believe hugs are a free action.
Okay.
Hugs are a free action. What was that damage on the Spirit Guardian? Sorry, I forgot. I didn't write it.
The first one took 12. The second one took 16 points of damage.
Oh, great. Oh,
great. Joy Kindle.
You know, I just want to call out that I, planning a themed, like kind of like a themed warlock here.
Yeah.
And I'm like really second guessing all of my ice spells against these, like, you know, Christmas creatures.
Yeah. So it makes sense that they might have a resistance to it.
Yeah,
to
cold damage. Really does. Yeah, yeah. So
but they don't. These don't. The gingerbread guys don't.
Really? They even made
these ones don't.
They made like a little ice thing.
I mean, it is they, you know, just because you can put out ice doesn't mean you can take it.
Straight up.
So, you know, Spirit Guardians is just doing their thing. So I would like to take my turn.
Oh, yes. Did we skip you again?
Yes, you did.
I forget. I keep forgetting.
I feel like I'm not on the initiative.
You know. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're taking initiative. Yeah. Making sure that you didn't get your turn.
Not that I don't want Jolly Kindle to do his thing, but I have a sacred flame to cast.
Oh, fantastic!
Except
Let's do
for
it. Bake those cookies.
We're gonna cast sacred frostbite. Feel the chill of the North Pole's radiant magic. Peppermint penguins. Blah!
Sacred Flame is only a single target, right?
It is a single target.
Peppermint Penguin. It's changed. You just got to, you know, you got to make sure it's accurate there.
Yes. Peppermint Penguin.
Because we're real sticklers for the rules.
Yes, we are.
Only on the insults and the shade that's being thrown. That's where you got to be consistent.
Towards the one that was damaged the most? Where are we damage wise? I'm going after the one that probably took the 16 damage.
Yeah, the one that has been sliding back and forth by you is the one that's taken the most.
Speaking of 16 damage, Sacred Flame just did 16 damage.
Ho, 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 boy.
Ho, ho, ho is right. Santa is coming to town.
As you, what was it? What is it, like frost? How does this work? How does the Sacred Flame work?
Sacred Flame, out of my my gloved hands.
Are they mittens?
Mittens. Yeah. Out of my mittens. Yes, I have mittens. And the Sacred Frostbite.
That's right.
Cool wintry air. God, you go, it comes out and frosty.
I know about as much as I did 30 seconds ago.
Just imagine snow like a blizzard.
Oh, sure, sure. As you cast it, the frigid air that blows across the penguin just dry up its gingerbreadness, fracture up its frosting, and then it crumbles to pieces in front of you.
Gingerbread for everyone!
not you, Santa. You're watching.
You're watching
Johnny Jingle. You wanted help, Santa. You asked for our help,
and now I want gingerbread.
I'm very conflicted.
As you speak those words, now I want gingerbread. Behind the Christmas tree, as it gets pushed to the side, is a large. You see a large creature.
Oh my God, it's a creature!
Before you stands a towering figure made entirely of gingerbread, adorned with frosting fur and candy cane claws. Nice. The air is filled with a sweet aroma as this gingerbread yeti looms over the snowy battlefield. Its eyes, crafted from gumdrops, gleam mischievously, and a peppermint chill emanates from its frosty form. As it roars, a mixture of frosting and snowflakes bursts from its mouth, creating an enchanting yet formidable sight. Be on your guard, adventurers, for this sugary behemoth is both a playful creation and a force to be reckoned with.
You want gingerbread? You get gingerbread.
Gingerbread Yeti!
So this gingerbread Yeti that is this large creature pushes this tree aside and just goes... and just breathes this like cold, frigid air that... Fortunate for you, it doesn't do damage this time.
That's good.
That was very intimidating until the lack of damage, my giant friend.
Don't goad him, Santa.
We're just introducing him for now. All right, Joy Kendall.
Okay, and he's a threat.
Absolutely.
He's not like a friend. Okay, like he didn't come out and was like, hey.
He's not, hey guys, I'm here to help you out. No.
Hey, Jolly Kendall. Hope you find your dad.
Oh, wow.
That's how he was. Like, okay.
Ooh, all right. We were having a joyful time until now.
We're all sad.
I'm sorry. It's just some of my past comes back to haunt me once in a while. My dark feelings.
Yes.
But speaking of which, I'm going to cast Phantasmal Force.
Yeah.
On this gingerbread Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm doing this, I'm going to...
For our listeners, will you tell us a little about what's going to do too while you explain?
Phantasmal Force? Yeah, it's... I create an illusion. And it could be sound, visual, whatever. And the person who perceives this believes in it so strongly that they will take 1d6 psychic damage from each turn.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Here's the illusion. So, you know, following the Christmas theme, we're going to cast the a gathering of ghosts for Christmas, and Jolly Kendall will say, "By the spirit of Christmas's past, present, and future, let the echoes of Yuletide guide your heart. Spirits of the season, rise and reveal your tales. Show the shadows of what was, the light of what is, and the dream of what may yet be. Let the magic of Christmas unfold, weaving the story."
The story of time
and tradition, joy and reflection. Behold the dance of the Christmas ghosts, and may the journey enlighten your soul.
I don't know that last part, but and then
definitely more than 6 seconds.
I love it. I love it.
I've really been learning from Santa, and these, and in this vision, the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future all come up, and they start swirling around this gingerbread yeti.
Yeah,
and they start pummeling him, and yeah, like sounds like that.
God bless us, everyone.
the one that just points at him and they're just like,
Yeah, and I really hope that, let's say that I'm sure that starts now.
How much damage does it do?
Each round on your turn,
yeah,
it can deal 1d6 psychic damage. You know, I really did this more for the effect
than
for
the damage. Yeah, it's not a lot of damage, but we'll take it.
Two. Two damage.
Oh, so yeah.
Take that, gingerbread yeti.
Gingerbread yeti. Taken. That was a full round action. No.
Yeah. All right. My turn. I hit bonus action.
Krampus.
Yeah, my turn. Yeah, I'm just going
to
hit it.
Okay, so you're going to run up to it with your whip.
So drab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
16?
Yes.
And then that's going to do 12 damage.
Got it.
And I'm going to hit it again. And that's a 16 again. And that's going to do 17 damage.
Got it.
Hey, rewind just a little bit.
Yeah.
Am I still surrounded by ice from the penguins?
Yes.
Okay, I want to use a bonus action to Misty Step out of all that.
Ooh. Okay, got
good
it.
Call.
Okay. Misty stepped away. Do you want to Misty Step towards the Yeti or away from the Yeti?
No, I'm a warlock. I don't want to be in the middle.
Oh, yeah, okay. How far away are you Misty Stepping?
At least until like...
Do you want to stay within the protection of the Spirit Guardians?
Spirit Guardians are still there? I thought I pulled them back.
Mm-mm, no, mm-hmm. They stay there for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, if yeah. I can be outside
they're,
of the
ice... They're being ice. Off the ice, but in the Spirit Guardians.
Yeah,
got it.
That's okay. What I want. Okay.
Okay, you're there. Nice job. Great slashes with your whip.
Thank you. I would have a speech, but no, I wouldn't.
You're really missing out.
All right, we still have two penguins that are alive. The one is going to attack. I think this is one that was attacking you previously. It's going to slide by and try to attack you again. They're going to go for the trip. What'd you do, a dex?
A dex saving throw, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just, yeah.
20.
Oh, you're good? Okay. It's a wing just like slaps across you as he slides across the ice. If you want to take a reaction, you can.
Yeah, of course I do. 3 and then 2.
No, okay.
With a mighty.
And then.
Take that.
The other one was attacking you previously.
Me? Who?
Joy Kendall. But since you moved, they're going to switch over back to Santa Claus.
Do your frosty best, my friends.
What is.
The ho-hos are getting me every time. I don't know how we're going to finish this podcast.
Is an 18?
An 18 does not beat my armor class as a 19.
Oh, geez, okay. Yeah.
Scale mail, do your best.
Santa is stacked over here.
He's stacked. All right, well, let's see if he does this. This time, the Yeti actually does.
The Yeti will enter the...
No, the Yeti's going to stay right where he is, and he's going to breathe in, and he's going to breathe out a delicious gingerbread blizzard as he lets out a mighty roar, a swirling gingerbread storm in a cone, and everyone inside has to make a strength saving throw.
That happens to me. Okay.
I'm sorry, but he believes he's being pummeled by the ghosts of Christmas, past, present.
Does that mean he
future.
Can't attack at all?
Well, he's
does he get disadvantage or?
Because he's just like frustrated with the Christmas past, present, and future, and he just went. Just like straight out in front of him in this huge cone.
Okay, so he's trying to attack him?
He's trying to attack. It's an area attack, so it's just everything in front of him.
Okay. It's a strength save?
He's also, he would also be, he can make an intelligence saving throw against it.
To negate it entirely?
Yeah. But it's an action to...
It's an action to do so?
Let me double check.
Okay, you check on that. And while you're doing that, everyone roll strength saving throws.
23.
Oh, dang.
Do I get your bonus?
Is it saving throw? Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, then I have a 25.
Oh, 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 oh. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Perhaps I should get you some stockings for those feet.
I'm very uncomfortable with you talking about my feet so much, Santa Claus.
A 21.
Oh, dang.
This
okay.
has become a hostile work environment.
And then I got 15.
Oh, okay.
Plus so two?
That is
so you all save from being knocked over, but let's do a also a dex save for or like a reflex for damage. As you get pummeled by pieces of gingerbread, flakes of just gingerbread that you would think would be gross, but actually smells sweet and yummy
delicious.
As they pelt you in the face.
Sorry, what save are we making?
Reflex half. That's just like a normal cone attack, so that's a reflex half.
Oh, so that strength did not do anything then?
No, it stopped you from being blasted onto the ground.
Oh, got you.
I got 22.
I got a 20.
20?
With your plus two and the 16 I rolled.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
I have.
I got 13.
13? Okay, so you two take half damage, which is only 6, and then you take 12. Mm.
First blood against Santa Claus.
I actually have no idea. How many hit points does everybody have?
A lot.
I mean, max hit points. You don't have to tell me your current.
132.
You have 132 hit points? Mm-hmm. Okay, and you have?
After taking that damage, I only have 105 left.
And how much do you have?
My max is 99, so okay. I have 87 left.
Got it. Okay, we're still good. We're still good.
111.
We're Gucci. All right.
Feeling fine.
And then
is this a question?
That is a question.
Is,
yes.
Is this Christmas Eve or
no.
how many days before Christmas?
What are the stakes here? Yeah, yes.
It is.
Who would get a long rest before Christmas?
Yeah,
is my question.
Well, I don't know if you're gonna have a long rest between encounters. We'll see.
Well.
Fine by me. I haven't been smiting.
I just need to know if I have a busy night tonight or not. or if Mrs. Claus will.
Oh, God.
Okay, so...
Spare me the details, Santa.
It only takes 6 seconds. So we're going to...
What Santa can do on his turn is quite incredible.
And then he's going to...
One round.
And then he's going to slash attack... Oh, is this the Yeti? Okay. And then he's also going to do a claw attack against you, Paladin. 20. Yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah, that hits. Yeah, so. Yeah, that hits. Come for me.
11.
I don't even care, but I eat 11 damage for breakfast.
And then.
You eat a lot of breakfast, my little friend.
You
I
also
eat a lot of damage.
A lot
is
of
what
strange breakfast.
I've taken 40 points of damage since we started here. Yes.
Let's do a con. Let's says a con saving throw.
Okay, that's fine.
Actually, no, let's do a dex. It says con. Alex said con, but we're going to go dex.
Okay.
Let me change it this here.
12.
As the Yeti claws down at you with his candy cane claws, gummed between his claws is just a huge caking of frosting. And as he swipes at you with the
delicious,
Did I tell you the damage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. As he swipes you, the frosting just cakes all over your little halfling body, and you are now restrained until the beginning of your next turn.
It's a good thing I got a whip and just I got
oh, no.
reach on that.
You're restrained until the end of your next turn. So
like I can't walk or I'm like totally.
Yeah, restrained means you cannot move. You cannot
move
make attacks
That's fine.
That require movement.
Could we eat his way out?
In 6 seconds?
You'd be amazed at what I can do. I travel the world in a single evening, or at least in three villages.
It never ceases to amaze Santa.
Got it. Okay. Then now it is Santa's turn that I'm not going to skip this time.
All right. Did none of the penguins, it sounds like, entered into...
No, the penguins did attack. They just...
do they get
the one attacked you. One of them does. So, yes. Okay. Sorry, that's on me. One spirit guardian.
Okay. Guardians of... No, spirit guardians. 3d6. Or 8. Let's roll. 11 points of damage.
Got it. There's no saving throws on those, right? Let's just take it.
No, they just take it. And their movement is halved.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah,
just
well,
so you know.
They're sliding on their little bellies.
On the side of that area.
They're sliding on their cute little ginger bellies.
That's so cute. or something. Are they just flat? Will they do that though? Because they're gingerbread cookies. So yeah. Just like a
I mean, gingerbread doesn't have to be a cookie. Okay, it could come in other forms.
Oh, you're right. I'm so sorry for my ignorance. Yes,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
How dare you?
Okay, Jolly Kindle.
No.
Oh, wait. You just did your turn, didn't you?
No, he doesn't cast anything. You'd be amazed what he could do in 6 seconds.
Spirit Guardians is just a concentration spell. That is going on.
That's right.
For my turn, mm-hmm. I would like to do a bunch of things.
Wait, first, didn't you take damage? Do you have to like roll for constitution to keep your concentration after taking damage from the Yeti? Oh,
from the 6 points, what do I need to get?
Yeah,
it's your spell save
plus the damage you took.
I might have failed, my good friend. What do I need total?
I mean, usually it's
so a 10.
A 10 or half the damage.
Yes.
Whichever is greater. So
10's the higher.
10's the higher. Because
you only took 6.
Okay, I failed.
Oh, well, then
Spirit Guardians are no more.
Spirit Guardians is no more, which is good. Because now when I take my, I rolled a one.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
These dice are horrible. These dice are
You rolled a 20 on your last turn.
What are you talking about?
When it counts, it doesn't count. All right, so I am going to cast, it sounds like the same spell. It's not. Oh. I'm casting Guardian of Faith.
Oh, yes.
As I cast Guardian of Faith, I call upon the ancient protectors of holiday cheer. Let the Guardian of the North, wreathed in the brilliance of twinkling lights, stand vigilant against those who would dampen the festive glow. May the spirits of the season shield us with an unwavering strength. And this giant spirit guardian, who I imagine would look like the
Frosty
jolly
the Snowman. Oh, yeah,
let's do a Frosty the Snowman, a giant Frosty the Snowman.
Of course. The Stay Puff Marshmallow.
Hey, kids! Hey. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat we found.
Oh, yes. There
for
it is.
For when I placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
All right, is it my turn? I hit it.
No, it's not your turn.
So this is how Frosty works. So if anything comes within 10 feet of Frosty, that's an enemy.
Yes.
It takes, and it makes a saving throw. It takes, on a failed save, it takes 20 points of damage. On a pass, it only takes 10 points of damage. Once it has dealt 60 points of damage,
it
Frosty
disappears.
Is no more.
Yep, got
and
it.
Also, if it comes in, and also if it makes an attack in that aura, so it could potentially be more. So if it
any
gets,
damage it does.
Yeah. So
you're casting it by the Yeti.
I'm casting it by the Yeti. I am also going to call forth my friend Starlight! Starlight!
Starbright!
No, just Starlight. Oh, yeah. No, Starbright is at home. I assume with all the other reindeer.
Of course.
But I'm going to call Starlight to pick me up and we're going to start to fly around.
Oh, I thought we were just going to leave at the second. Yeah.
No.
Ooh, see ya.
Did we get the toboggan?
I'm going to join some mounted combat phrase.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
It's funny every time. Why?
All right. Joy Kendall, finally.
Are we sure? Does Santa have anything else he'd like to do in those in these 6
or
seconds?
We've gone through three rounds of combat. Hey, guys.
Just because I'm using all of my action and economy and...
All right, go.
That's what I do. You would be amazed at what I can accomplish in 6 seconds, my friends.
Sam is such a min-maxer.
Yeah, min-maxing.
Casting spells.
Using all of his
wearing
abilities.
Scale mail. Go ahead. All right, go ahead, Joe Kendall.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to like really step it up to keep up with Santa. So I'm going to cast Eldritch Yuletide.
Eldritch Yuletide.
All right, here we go. Who am I casting against?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, well, how are the penguins doing?
A couple of them are pretty beat. There's only two left, and then the Yeti.
Okay. I have, like, really great perception. I'm sure you didn't know this
yet about to be Jolly seen, Kindle. But okay.
No. It's one of my, I think it's a feat that I picked.
Oh, sure. Yes. Yeah, yes. A supernatural ability granted to you by the Yuletide Muse.
Yeah. I basically have a photographic mind for the last month. Of course. Too. Yeah. So I'm sure I understand which penguin looks the most damaged.
Yes. We can have you target that one.
Okay. Great. I'm glad I didn't have to argue that. So all three of these.
Even though you did anyway.
Theater of the mind.
Math again. I got a 12, a 19, and a 28.
To hit?
Yeah. The penguin.
Two of three.
Peppermint penguins. Yes. That's going to be 11 damage.
Oh.
Wow.
We're really bringing the pain here.
Eldritch Yuletide. Zing.
Okay. I have this really cool ability that we talked about last time. It's called Festive Frostbite.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Just in case one of these little peppermint punks comes sliding past me again, I'd like to use my bonus action to enchant my weapon with cold, an extra 1d6 cold damage.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And this is what Alex helped me make.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Alex likes to give out all sorts of OP stuff.
Yeah, Alex is so generous. He's so generous. He's almost as generous as my best friend Sandra.
The most generous of friends.
If they have to make a Constitution saving throw on a failed save, their movement speed is reduced by 10.
So okay, got it.
I'm sure that'll help with that little...
Those tiny little legs of theirs.
That sliding around.
Oh, yeah, sliding around. Definitely make a huge difference.
Punks. Peppermint punks.
Little peppermint punks.
Rapscallions.
Rep. There's no alliteration in that.
I'm sorry. I thought I was helping. I'm sorry. I'm not good at this kind of holiday festive thing. I'm not even good at looking after the naughty list, guys. I'm feeling really insecure.
We've noticed.
Crap has failed. All right, next. Are you? That's your turn.
Yes.
Cool. Well, I'm restrained. Can I lay hands on myself? Because I've been taking a lot of damage.
No.
I can't do that. Are you trying to get on the naughty list?
It's a spell!
No, you cannot. Not while restrained. You cannot lay hands on yourself. No.
Pew.
No.
No? Okay, no. Well, cool. I didn't even want to do anything anyway. All right. That's my turn. Okay. I can't do anything.
great job, Krampus.
You're doing great.
Hater!
So as you continue to try to wiggle your way out, and you'll break free at the end of this turn. But,
okay, so I don't have to do a check?
No.
Okay.
Great contributions, as always.
It's just frosting. You just have to
I'm coming for you next. We're going to deal with these, and I'm coming for you next.
All right, it is my turn. As you are wiggling out of your frosting or trying to get on your mount, which you're going to have to make a save because you're on ice when we get to you, Santa Claus.
Sure.
Or casting your Eldritch Yule, you see a small elf come running out from around the Christmas tree as well.
One of my elves?
It is an elf that you recognize. Now, this was not an elf that was introduced during Alex's, when our character creation, but you know this elf because this elf lives here in the gingerbread town of, I can't remember the name of the gingerbread town.
Gingerbread Hollow.
Lives in Gingerbread Hollow. This elf's name is Twinkle.
Twinkle, my good friend.
I have to clarify here because we are playing D&D. Yes. Is this like a Lord of the Rings elf or is this like
this is a Christmas elf?
This is a...
Because I think it'd be really funny if Christmas it was just like one elf. Of the fae elves. I feel like
they have to be the same thing here.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. So all the elves are just like...
All the elves like are like Lord of the Rings.
All awesome. 6 foot, like beautiful ethereal hair.
Yeah, that's right.
You may not know this, but I am an elf.
Yeah. If you haven't noticed. I'm glad you don't see Ray's. But
A born again Christmas elf.
You see this elf run out, and you can tell that this elf...
Twinkle is his name?
Yes, Twinkle. You can tell Twinkle is having some level of turmoil in... Like, they are emotionally distressed, and Twinkle is like, Santa!
Yes, Twinkle!
I can't!
You can!
Stop it! And you see that there appears to be some sort of connection between Twinkle and these gingerbread creatures that are coming out. And,
oh my god!
And Twinkle is alternating between like anger and happiness, or sadness and being distraught and being content. He's like kind of like back and forth between this naughty and nice sensations that this elf is having that is beyond anything that anyone else has. This elf Twinkle is having like extra. A response to the naughty list being tampered with.
Sounds like he's got something to confess.
So, so Twinkle is actually one of the master artisan gingerbread makers here in.
He's an architect.
Yeah, he's like an architect here, but he didn't create the people. They're, you know, magical gingerbread folks, but he's definitely like, you know, he's won multiple years in a row of the gingerbread contest that they do as a tradition every year here in Ginger Hollow. So you are familiar with Twinkle. He is struggling for some reason. And you see as he's struggling that both the Yeti and the penguins kind of stutter and stumble a little bit when he comes out. And then as he becomes, Twinkle becomes more frustrated and irritated, then you see that the gingerbreads regain their composure and now are more like very much in and ready to attack.
I wonder if we break his concentration.
What if we kill Twinkle?
The old fashioned way.
Whoa.
What?
Well, that escalated quickly.
Krampus, you are in charge of the naughty list, so do what you must.
Sometimes you are what you eat.
For the record, Twinkle has a 300-year running streak on the good list. No, just kidding. I don't know. How long do elves live? Such a good guy. He has never been on the naughty list, to your knowledge.
Dang it. That would break my oath, but...
I suspect that for Krumpus, that to her knowledge, she doesn't really know who's on the naughty list.
Yeah, it's true. Penguin one.
That's 1d6 psychic damage.
Penguin one is going to attack...
How many penguins are left?
Only two.
Two.
And then one big giant Yeti.
And a giant Yeti. Penguin one is going to...
And possibly Twinkle.
And possibly
we could
Twinkle.
Kill him.
The Yeti, Penguin one is going to attack you, Mary.
Good.
But you're restrained, so you don't get a dex.
That's fine. You damage for prick.
That looks like a hit.
Paladins aren't that
eight,
tanky. I don't know why I'm talking a big game over here.
I know. And then the other one was attacking Santa Claus.
He's going to have to make a saving throw.
That's a fail. And then what's the saving throw?
16.
What type?
The type that he needs to pass. Guardian of Faith.
Oh, yeah.
16 dex.
No. Failed.
20 points of damage.
The penguin.
Merry Christmas.
The penguin.
So stoked on Christmas right now, you guys.
The penguin crumbles under the brute force.
It's a Christmas miracle.
The blunt force of the frosty snowman spirit guardian, right? Is that what it was?
Yes. Okay. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat we found.
I imagine, too. It's like he's just whacking me with the stick arms.
Like, he's frosty. So
pulls off his carrot nose.
He's frosty, so he's dancing around.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. And then the Yeti, because you're restrained, has decided that you're not a threat anymore and is also going to... move towards Santa Claus and Starlight.
All right.
But you know what? When it was my turn, and we could do this now, though, the Christmas ghosts were pummeling him.
Oh, yes. I forgot. We didn't do that damage.
For three whole damage.
Minus two.
Yeah. Got it. One from each psychic
damage.
Ghost.
All right. The Yeti.
The Yeti needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, yeah, sure. 18.
18 passes. He takes 10 points of damage. 30 points left from Frosty the Snowman.
What's this? How does the song go?
Frosty the Snowman.
No, I'm talking about when he's doing it's got to be a thumpity thump thump thump.
Over the fields of snow.
All right.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat we found.
There's magic everywhere.
All right. Then the ginger Yeti is going to claw at you.
Who?
Santa Claus.
Clawing at Claus?
Clawing at
Welcome Claus. To the naughty.
Oh, nat 20, baby!
A nat 20 actually hits. Hits you right onto the naughty list.
Once we find it.
Or fix it.
That's 17.
Oh.
And then you need a dex saving throw or you're caught in frosting.
Dex save. Hold on one second. Let me take damage first. Oh, 88. Dex save. That's another nat one.
No, you are.
Does anybody have a d20 they'd like to let me?
You are encased in frosting.
I am encased in frosting. Much better.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're going to use that die that I just rolled.
And then as the next action that this gingerbready...
I'm going to just enjoy my time
the
here.
The gingerbready... Oh, my goodness. How did I not get that?
Yes.
The gingerbready.
Nice.
It's going to...
Alex called it that, and you're just catching on now?
No, it says ginger... Alex called it a gingerbread Yeti, and then I'm just calling it right now the ginger Yeti.
That's what humans bring to the AI content.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why they can't replace us.
AI will never replace us entirely, just 90% of the way.
This example of gingerbready.
Have you listened to season 4? I think it's a little less than 90%.
40%. Then the ginger Yeti will reach down and scoop up pieces of the gingerbread penguin and
the dead one
consume it.
Oh. Yeah, which,
the dead one.
And upon consuming the ginger or the peppermint penguin, you see the pieces of the gingerbread that had previously been falling off are now slowly restoring themselves.
Oh man, I hate to say it,
growing
guys.
Back.
I hate to say it, but Twinkle's got to die.
Twinkle has got to die. I agree.
All right, really, we're doing this? All right. No.
Oh, Twinkle! I thought Twinkle was the Yeti.
No.
We can do something.
All right.
It's the seasonal reconciliation specialist. I'm sure I could do something a little less violent.
Nah.
All right, let's go.
I'm looking at my Santa spells Claus. And I'm shocked that I don't have greater restoration.
I know.
I'm like, what is going? Who picked these for me?
Yeah, Santa Claus, you are currently restrained. Is there anything you would like to do?
Yes. I would like to enjoy.
Spirit Guardians is also.
I would like down. To enjoy. Spirit Guardians is down.
Yes. But the.
The Guardian of Faith is up.
Yeah. But that one
Frosty.
That one can attack, right? On its turn or no?
Nope. It just.
Okay.
If things are around, he'll hit.
Got it. Okay. Now you're just going to enjoy. You were saying?
It takes me about 6 seconds to eat my way out of this frosting.
Yeah, probably about 6 seconds.
I will take the full 6 seconds.
Got it. Okay.
And enjoy every second of it.
All right. Joy Kindle.
Two. Delicious. Three. Yummy.
I'm worried
four,
about Santa yum. Getting diabetes.
We've been worried about it for years. All right. Joy Kindle.
You're going to lose a toe, Santa.
That cuts to the quick, my friend.
That's going to ruin Christmas next year.
I feel like that's
year.
Maybe metagaming a little bit.
A little bit of metagaming. All right, go.
Let's see.
Listeners who don't know, Jason actually has had a toe removed. If you want to know more about
it,
it's in a
previous
episode.
That was good times.
Yeah. That was good times.
All right, go ahead.
See that on season 5.
Yeah.
I have no idea this is going to work. This might be a waste of a turn. How far away is Tinkle from me?
Twinkle is probably 20 feet, 20, 25 feet.
Okay, so I could probably just walk to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have Misty Step. I could use it like so many times. You know. It looks really cool. But it does look cool. I'll just walk, and I'm going to. How? I'm very perceptive. You might recall I brought this up.
Yeah.
Does he look like he's like possessed or anything?
I wouldn't say possessed, but he's definitely under the influence of some sort of magical effect.
Okay. All right. I'm going to cast protect. I want to touch him and cast protection from evil and good.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Naughty and nice.
So they can't be...
Protection from naughty and nice, I believe, is the spell you're trying to cast.
All right, tell me what's going to... What
that's right.
Thinking.
Protection from naughty
protection
and nice.
Protection from naughty and nice.
And if the target is charmed, frightened, or possessed by a celestial aberration, fae, fiend, undead, then he has advantage on saving throws against any effects. Mm, okay. I mean... He's probably a commoner, nothing like us, so nothing maybe that's like not going to be that helpful. But
nothing like you.
It's at least worth a shot.
All right, is it...
Twinkle is more like you and me than you might.
So Twinkle's going to do a understand. Save, is that what you're saying? If there's something influencing him,
if he
gets a bonus
is
to
is fighting
save.
It, he gets advantage against okay. his...
All right, let's do it. We love creative solutions to problems.
Okay.
How long does it last?
Up to 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. As you cast the spell, you see Twinkle regain full composure.
I was so glad I didn't have to kill you, Twinkle.
And as Twinkle does so, the gingerbread creatures stop fighting entirely. They just stop dead in their tracks.
Twinkle, Twinkle, my little star.
Oh,
tell me,
God.
Tell me what happened to you. How did you come to such an awful state?
The thing is, if it be like just like a this character thing, but it's every character and it's my favorite.
Twinkle says, oh, everything is clear now. I can see. I feel nice again.
What you're feeling is the Christmas spirit,
it's
my
the
friend.
Christmas spirit.
It's the power of reconciliation.
You're lucky because you were about to feel the wrath of Krampus' vengeance, Twinkle.
Twinkle then says, I can still feel the naughty presence trying to take over me. I don't know what it is. We must quickly dispatch of these gingerbreads that I created. I was hoping the Yeti was going to win me the contest again this year, and it just, I don't know what happened, but just a few hours ago, I started to lose control.
So you created a bunch of gingerbread, including this Yeti.
Yes.
And some penguins.
Correct.
And now you're in control of them.
No, I'm not in control at all. In fact, that's what I'm trying to tell you is...
No, but right now, they're not fighting.
No, I can't control them. They are just
so they're attacking us still.
No, they stopped attacking.
They're stopped. So you have control momentarily.
No, they have stopped attacking you, but Twinkle is not in control.
So we've got like maybe 9 more minutes.
You've got maybe 9 more minutes. Okay.
Santa? How much milk do we have access to?
Oh.
Because I think with enough milk,
I think, here's the thing.
I know where he's going.
I'm in because I need to heal because you said it was healing. Is it going to heal us too if we eat them?
Santa, I know that you asked us to hold you back. But
now is the time to act. Do you know how many cookies I can consume in 6 seconds?
I'm going to pull out my snow globe and I'm going to... Do a little. That's my arcane focus.
I love it. Love
nice.
And I'm going to do some little hand waviness and summon milk and cookies.
Mm. Ooh.
All right, let's get started. Yeah. We just start eating. I don't
now,
even listen.
I know
I just...
we have. I know. Please don't eat the cookies. We have more important things to eat here. But that should come with like. Well, let's see. There. I need to find a container somewhere. I did find a container, and it is now full of room temperature milk.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great.
You provided.
Santa's favorite.
Room temperature. Put it in the snow for a minute. It might.
No. You leave it out on the counter, and then a few hours later, when I get to your house, I drink it at room temperature, and
gross.
It's delicious. No, it is not the gross. It is wonderful.
All right, so we're eating the Yeti, right? We're going to eat this Yeti?
By
Let's
the way,
do it.
That's 30 gallons.
30 gallons of milk. That is enough milk for me to eat a Yeti size. Yeah, I'm going to start consuming.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to help. Minutes. We're all helping. We're all, just all eating
right.
the Yeti.
All right, so you
I'm
then
kind of just nibbling.
Take the Yeti down. You consume the
you
Yeti.
You have to do any like rolls to like vomit or...
And as you do so, Twinkle continues to explain that at some point something had happened and it had taken
taken over their emotions. They couldn't control it. At one moment, they feel like they're doing the right thing.
That's nice. Pass me more of his stomach. I would like to eat his stomach right now.
And as you consume the Yeti and the penguins, it concludes part one. Part one's concluded of the naughty list nonsense. Thank you for joining us. We will get to the next episode here shortly. Thanks, everyone. We'll see what happens. Can Santa Claus, Krampus, and Joy Kindle save Christmas this year?
Jolly Kindle.
That's right. Jolly Kindle save Christmas this year?
Merry Christmas,
find out next
everybody.
Time on...
Adventure AI.